This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he will ask Congress for $75 million in assistance for Palestinians in Gaza following the recent ceasefire that brought an end to 11 days of conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant organization Hamas. Blinken made the announcement Tuesday after talks in Ramallah with Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority. Top U.S. diplomat said the U.S. would reopen its consulate in Jerusalem, provide $5.5 million in immediate disaster assistance, and provide more than $32 million for a United Nations emergency humanitarian relief campaign. The top U.S. diplomat also pledged on Monday to help expand economic opportunities for Palestinians in both Gaza and the West Bank. He said the United States will work to ensure that Hamas does not benefit from reconstruction efforts. Blinken also reiterated Tuesday the Biden administration's belief that a two-state solution, quote, is the only way to truly assure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state. And of course, he added to give the Palestinians the state they're entitled to. Earlier in the day, the Secretary of State visited Israeli officials in Jerusalem, where he underscored Israel's right to defend itself. Speaking alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Blinken said both Israel and the Palestinians experienced profound losses during the fighting and said there is a lot of work ahead to restore hope, respect, and trust. For his part, Prime Minister Netanyahu thanked the United States for its show of support while warning the militants to maintain their end of the ceasefire. This is VOA News.